Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mail-in ballots. All right, this is a difficult thing. If you're sitting out there in Montgomery County and you're the Republicans, what do? The president talking about the rigging of this, all the difficulties with it, but you have people that may not show up at the polls. So I'll ask you, are you hell-bent? I mean, the argument is this. People are doing all kinds of things now, and you mean to say we can't accommodate when we go to the polls that it will not be a massive... We remember in Wisconsin, for example, few if any people contracted the coronavirus when they did in-person voting. All right? And out of Montgomery County, we had Liz Prieto-Havey on recently, head of Republicans there, after the primary or during that, I forget which, the lawsuits, the difficulty with this. And out there in Montgomery County, Bucks County, and these other places, they're saying they can't count the ballots on election night. They don't know when they'll have the absentee in the mail in and all that done. Well, my belief is each day, each hour that goes by, I worry about fraud. We have people so determined to stop this president, it's second to none in history. They will break the law, I'm convinced, and risk that and feel it's worth it in any way, shape, or form. And when you put this into a mail system, we played you yesterday. CBS did this thing. I think a couple people did it. Pretty controlled experiment, and only 97% of ballots were ever found, ever got to their destination, mail-in ballots. You could say, well, that's 97%. 3% across the state. Then how much fraud? This is going to be in Pennsylvania a very, very tight election. It's tightening already. All right, let's go to Liz out there, the head of the Republican Party in Montgomery County. Hey, Liz, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well,
boy,
thank you.
I listen to what you're saying, and I'll tell you, I have a lot of the same fears.
Yes, and I know you have the fear, too, though. You know, the president says this to try to stop this in some states, but if you don't educate people on the mail-in ballot and do it, I know you have the fear that we'll lose out on that side. So it's a dilemma.
Yeah, it is a dilemma. And, you know, there was 158,000 people who applied and voted by mail. Only 37,000 of them were Republican. And when you look at those numbers in the primary, anybody who analyzes numbers thinks that if we can't get our mail-in ballot numbers up, we're going to lose. So the problem is that there are a lot of people who just will not come out to vote for whatever reason, whether they're in a nursing home and if they leave, they get quarantined for 2 weeks or whatever the reason is. There are voters of ours who have to vote by mail, and we have to get them to vote by mail. That being said, there were horrendous issues with the vote by mail process primarily in the Southeast. As I mentioned in the last time I was on the show, we did this very detailed report, 30 pages long, listed hundreds of complaints that we received. We provided that report to the state legislature and the House. Fortunately, the Senate started having hearings last week, was the first one. We expect another one next week. And the House is going to be having hearings as well. The Trump campaign did file a lawsuit. They're looking for some safeguards as well. So there's kind of a dual process here. The problem is, you know, in any normal time, if you went to a governor and said, listen, we saw ballot harvesting, we saw breakdown of this process, we need a fair election, most governors, no matter what party you would be in, would say, let's make this a fair election. I just don't think this governor and a lot of other leaders on the Democratic side are going to be able to do that now, because they are so hell-bent on beating the president that even a rational argument isn't going to resonate.
Yeah. So, Liz, it's a two-pronged approach, you know, that people should hear, I think, and I think you're on board. One, what you're doing is encouraging those. There's a lot that can't vote or will not show up. We need to have a mail-in ballot component. And then, two, you're going to fight like hell legally and every other procedure to force this process to not be corrupt. And I think to try to get it, the vote counted in a timely manner. So I wanted to ask you about that. An affluent, educated as much as any place in the country, Montgomery County, yet they send off signals, don't expect us to be coming anywhere near getting all this counted in any kind of timely manner. The country can't wait a week to know who the president is or who won Pennsylvania.
I agree. You know, interestingly, Allegheny County had over 200,000 mail-in ballots in the primary, and they were able to count everything within 24 hours. They had different scanners than the scanners in Montgomery County, and they also were prepped by the company. I spoke with people from the company that owned the scanners, that they did all sorts of things to be ready to count these quickly. The Montgomery County Voter Services only had a couple, I think it was four scanners. Now, they're high-speed scanners to count, but it took 17 days to get through all of the ballots. Now, what they want to do is open the ballots early, and we have significant issues with that because they're going to know, someone is going to know what those ballots look like, what the counts look like. And if that information gets out, that will affect an election. There's reasons why, in the history of the United States, people didn't count ballots before Election Day.
Yes.
So we have a great concern about that. But I think the county needs better scanners, faster scanners, more scanners. More importantly, if with whatever way they do these scans, there has to be somebody from the minority party, which is us, who gets to watch this. We were not able to check the ballots before they were opened. We were told these ballots are legitimate ballots and watch them be scanned, right? That's not okay. That's against the law. And I believe that there's going to be a change in Montgomery County on that regard. But we have to be able to look at the voter file, look at the signature, match the signature, make sure that person hasn't voted more than once. That's something that Republicans have to be able to do, and we were not able to do that in the primary.
And Liz, across the state, I went back. The Philadelphia Inquirer had an article saying 92,000 people were disenfranchised with the mail-in ballot. So as a concept, the mail-in ballot, to me, is completely flawed. But given where we are now, I don't think it's time to stand on that principle solely. We have to do what we have to do to get Pennsylvania across the finish line.
You're exactly right. The law is the law. There's nothing we can do at this point. And the governor's certainly not going to let us get rid of mail-in ballots, especially with COVID. So it is what it is. So we need full monitoring is what we need. We also, listen, we are 100% against those drop boxes. What we saw all over the county was there was no security there. Even if there was a security guard, often the security guard wasn't saying, hey, you can only drop one ballot. We saw a lot of ballot harvesting, people dropping lots of ballots in. You know, and on Election Day, we didn't have confidence that people who had voted by mail that were showing in those drop boxes and then showed up to vote, that their votes weren't counted twice. And as you said, Dom, you're so right. In this, for whatever reason, in this era, the people who don't like Trump believe that the end justifies the mean. And that means that they have to vote twice. They'll vote twice if they can. So, you know, I do have great concerns. That being said, we cannot walk away from this mail-in ballot process, because if we do and we don't push mail-in ballots for those people who can't vote in person, we're going to lose. And the Trump campaign recognizes that, and they're actually going to be doing their own mail-in ballot push, and so are the local candidates as well.
Absolutely. Where do people go to see what you're up to volunteer, to help, to stay in touch on this, Liz?
Well, they should go to MontgomeryCountyGOP.com, and on our website is our report. I'd like everybody to read that report or at least scan it so they have facts at their disposal when they're talking with their Democrat friends, and their Democrat friend says, oh, there's no fraud, there's no issues. Take a look at that, and you'll see that there are some issues.
Big time. Hey, Liz, thank you very, very much. Thanks for that and the work that you're doing. We have a lot of confidence. I know it's tough, though. So thanks, Liz.
You're welcome. It is tough, but you know what? I'll tell you, when we get great candidates, someone like Kathy Barnett, who's running for Congress, we're excited. We work hard. Kathy had a great week this week, really showing the difference between her and Dean, who was a total embarrassment in the treatment of Barr. So I hear you're going to have Kathy on the show soon, and we're excited for her candidacy.
Yeah, she's coming on at 11:30 today after we replay the Dean of Decency topping herself every second. It's amazing.
Decency.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Exactly right. Thank you, Liz. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.